I worked with the State Revenue Department for practically 10 years.
From 1958?
No, count back from 58. I retired in 58, about 48.
48, 58, revenue. That's the State Revenue?
Yes, yeah, State Revenue Department.
Uh-huh. All right, and did you have a chance to go to school very much when you were young?
No, I did not. I was, be fair with you, I never went further than the seventh grade. Mm-hmm. I was raised in the country out several miles from here. Well, the last year or two, we were just living in town, but living on a farm out several miles from here. And we didn't have a full-time country school, you know, like you do now. Mm-hmm. And my brother was carrying on this route, rural route, and he had a serious operation, very serious, in Atlanta. And the doctors told him, I was his substitute, and the doctors told him not to go back on the route. He wouldn't be able to go, you know, continue to carry the mail. So at that time, it wasn't paying very much, about $60 a month. And very few people wanted to fool with it, wanted to carry it. So I was his substitute, my brother's substitute, and naturally I just took over the route for several months until they could call examination. And I stood examination and got the route. And I carried it for 32 years. Mm-hmm. And retired on, well, I just got tired of carrying it. I benefited from my farming, and I saw I couldn't do both like I should, so I retired from the mail, and now I'm drawing retirement.
I see. And where do you meet your friends now? Mostly in church?
Bigfoot.
I say, where do you meet your friends now? Mostly in church?
Yes, church and over town. I don't go to town much. Several days, it would be sometimes 2-3 days. I don't go to town. Just around home here. And
just go visit people once in a while.
My wife has a sister, and my sister-in-law and her brother lives out at the old home place 12 miles from here, where her farm is. And we go out there about every other Sunday afternoon, drive out there, and people don't visit down like they used to.
No, they don't.
I remember when I was a boy, people on Sunday afternoon or at night, farmers would come and sit till 10, 11 o'clock with you, you know. But now that's a thing of the past. Television taken care of all that. That's done away with all that, you see.
Uh-huh.
And we used to go and, well, even go and spend a day with your neighbor, you know, or spend a Sunday afternoon with them. But that's a thing of the past now in this section. You got your television, and people just, in other words, they don't seem to be as social as they used to be.
Uh-huh.
In this section.
Well, I guess that's the truth. It's the same all over.
Yeah, everywhere, I guess. It's
television has changed our life. And
Used to, you didn't have it on television. You got lonesome sitting around the house doing nothing. You'd get in your car, get in the buggy and go over and spend the afternoon with your neighbor, you know, or go over after supper and spend a few hours. But that's a thing of the past now.
Mm-hmm. You do much reading?
Since I've been confined to home here, you know, I read quite a bit. Not in the paper. I never read up until I had this attack. I don't reckon I had to look over the daily paper, and that was the extent of my reading.
Mm-hmm.
But I just read daily papers and occasionally a magazine or something like that. I don't read very much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm naturally of a nervous temperament, and I've seen some men go out, prop my feet up and read a half a day at a time, but I'm naturally nervous and I can't do that like some people
do. Be doing something.
Yes, sir.
What are some of your favorite television shows?
I like a western picture, I can't think of it.
Sunday?